kinds of packed fowl.
I don't know what you mean by packed fowl.
What I don't want to get are just names of birds. I want to get names of edible birds, especially that you could buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Duck.
Yeah.
Rock Cornish hen, which I never buy. I never have bought.
Right. Okay. Cuts of lamb.
Leg of lamb. Lamb shanks.
Right.
Lamb steaks.
Yeah.
Lamb cutlets.
Alright.
That's all I could
do. Okay. Milk that is allowed to thicken is called
sour.
Or how about, would you use any terms like curdled, cruddled, clabbered, lobbered, bonny clabber, anything like that? The kind of cheese you get from the milkman.
Cottage cheese.
Did you ever call it anything else at home?
Beeply case. You know why they call it then?
I've never heard this.
Well, this is German. This is Badish. Beeply is what they call little bitty chickens, you know, that are just barely out of the shell and they can just eat. And they feed them this cottage cheese. And beeply are these little bitty chickens.
Oh.
Beeply. See, they beep.
That's
and
dialect then.
Yeah, and little beeps. You know, beeply. Beeply case. That's what they used to feed them.
Cute. Did you ever call the schmear case? Did you ever?
I've heard
but
it, we never even used that at home.
Okay. But you used to call it beeply case at home?
Yeah, my grandma used to call
it
that.
All right, good. How about apple what? Do you put this, pork chops in that?
Applesauce?
Yeah. Now, does that word ever mean to you a dish of fresh fruit?
It could, but usually when the apples are left in distinguishable pieces, then I call it stewed apples.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I mean. Fresh.
But other fruit, yes.
I mean, you could just slice peaches and call it a sauce.
No, I couldn't. It would have to be cooked.
It has to be cooked. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I wouldn't. They have a little something in between meal. Call it a
snack.
Did your grandmother ever call it anything different? Do you remember it called around the house?
Oh, just in a derogative way, she'd call it noshing.
All right. But that she used to use the word, though.
Oh, yes, yeah. My mother, too.
Uh-huh. And this meant that this...
It was only... I don't think we used snack in those days. It was considered taboo, I suppose, to eat between meals, and that was called noshing.
Because it was designed as you're really stealing. And I don't mean stealing, but I mean it's breaking the law.
That's right. Yeah.
But it wasn't jokingly, was it?
It could be used that way too.
But, well, the Jews seem to use it a little differently. I mean, they seem to use it as it has nothing.
I think that's fairly recent.
Some of the old. I know they even have places called Nasharai.
Nasharai. I used to hate that too.
Uh-huh.
That's the act of noshing.
Dirty nosher.
Yeah, you and your nosherai.
The past tense of eat.
Ate.
And how often have you what today? How often have you
eaten?